Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sad news out of the music and entertainment world. Death of singer and actress Olivia Newton-John. Died this morning at her home here in California. 73 years old. Career spanned decades. 5 number one hits and 10 top 10 hits.
Now, many people also knew her for her role as Sandy in Grease. Newton-John also had a long and public battle with breast cancer. With us now is Jem Aswad, senior music writer for Variety. Jem, thanks for being with us. She had a remarkable career, and it's interesting, you know, I'm thinking back to Grease. She wasn't clearly, based on what the play was on Broadway, the person that one would have thought would have been okay for the role, but she was the one the producers really wanted.
As someone who was a teenager at the time with a huge crush on her, it's not that hard to understand why, but she really delivered in the role. You know, I mean, she was able to be both sides of that character in what was really a very, you know, it was a musical, so it was kind of cartoonish. But, you know, she played the adorable, innocent, you know, young blonde girl, and then when she put on the leathers and the afro, she pulled that off too. So it was really quite an impressive turn, you know, for someone. You know, she had acted before, but that was a very high profile role, and she really nailed it.
I saw some quotes going around earlier today, and they were focusing on Grease, and one of the things she said was, "I wasn't sure I wanted to do another movie because the last one I did wasn't very good, and my music career was going so great. I didn't want another bad one," and then it would mess it all up. And then some of the early reviews were saying, you know what, that youthful innocence thing, it was like a 70s Debbie Reynolds.
Completely, yeah. Yeah, there was definitely innocence there, but, you know, I mean, she turned it on its head with the later role in there. And, you know, she reprised it again in Xanadu, which I thought was also a great spot for her and a great follow-up to it. You know, without being a carbon copy of Grease, it showed that she could still do this.
You sort of touched on this in your first answer, but do you think that her fame as an artist was built primarily on her art, her vocal abilities, her acting abilities, or was it mostly her sex appeal?
It almost feels like sex appeal is a misnomer there because she did look so innocent. And, speaking with people that I work with, I was kind of surprised because to me, owing to the era when I grew up, to me, all I think about with her music is just that long string of, frankly, rather schmaltzy cult country singles that she put out in the 70s. You know, Have You Never Been Mellow? And, Let Me Be There, and all kinds of songs like that, which I quite honestly liked all that much, but everybody else remembers her as a pop star. So I think that her career touched a lot of different areas. I don't think that Keith Urban would have had the career that he had as an Australian country singer had she not gone there first, long before him. And you know, you can't even calculate the influence she had as a pop singer, especially with Physical, which is actually her biggest hit, you know, and add that to Xanadu and the songs from Grease. It's actually quite a diverse career.
It was funny about Xanadu, you know, some people, it either didn't do great at the box office or it's been years since. The songs outlast the movie. You could have not seen the movie, but you know Xanadu, the song, for some reason, and it probably comes from a movie, and then you know Magic.
Absolutely. Yeah. Same thing. So it's really, I feel like her career has been underrated, her musical career. And of course she did so much over the years for breast cancer awareness, and she has a foundation that raises money for it because it really hampered the last 20, 25 years of her life, I believe.
Yeah, I was going to say, had it not been for her illness, she could have gone off in many other directions, could she not have, in terms of artistic endeavors?
Oh, completely. You know, I mean, she could have been, you know, she certainly would have been touring regularly if she wanted to. And she could have done more movie roles. I mean, she could have had a talk show and all this stuff. And instead, she channeled that in that energy into breast cancer awareness. And she didn't have to, you know. I mean, a lot of the time when people become ill like that, they just go inward, which is totally fine and totally understandable. But I think it's really to her credit that she used her fame to increase awareness and raise money for something that was that she may have been able to afford treatment for, but others don't.
Jem Oswald, senior music writer for Variety.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.